Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. We're going to have a great show. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about Team Smile. Now, you've heard me mention several times how I was hoping to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus. And I also have on my Facebook, not Facebook page, yeah, I guess it is our Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko, Common Medicine and Associates, a link to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. And there, if you go there, not only can you help us by donating, but you can also sign up to help. And we'll learn more about that in a little bit. The title of today's show is that Dr. Kvitko proudly welcomes Kelly Renew, the executive director of TeamSmile.org, to the show to discuss the upcoming Team Smile Dental event on May 3rd at Nationwide Arena in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And we have Kelly on the phone. Kelly, good morning. Are you there?
I'm here.
Great, great. Hey, I happen to notice that you now have a hyphenated last name. Did you get married?
2 years ago, yes.
Okay. Okay, so it's Kelly Renew Jardin, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's correct.
I just happened to notice that. All right. Now, Kelly, and by the way, before we go too far into this, and I mentioned May 3rd, I did get a communication from the Blue Jacket Foundation asking us to be careful that the date is apparently still somewhat tentative because there's somebody has to sign off on it. So I don't want to give everybody the impression that May 3rd is the hard and fast date. On the other hand, it's all we have to go on right now, so we're going to kind of go with that and leave open the possibility of a date change. Just wanted to make sure that I was true to the request that I got. Okay, it has something to do with the facility changing hands from a privately owned facility to publicly owned. So I know you're familiar with that, but anyway, I just had to mention that. So, all right. So, Kelly, thank you for getting up. And for those of you that don't know, she's in Kansas City, so it's really only 5 minutes to or 5 minutes after 7 there. And I don't think she'd normally be up at this time on a Sunday. So thank you for getting up and being on the show.
No problem.
At least you're not in California, right, where it would be, 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Now, as I think we all know by now that dental care is the top unmet need in the United States. 100 million people don't have dental insurance, and even those who do find that it's woefully inadequate, and only about 40% of people in the U.S. go to the dentist on a regular basis. Now, with February being Children's Dental Health Month, we thought, and it's a chance to focus on the dental health of our kids, I thought this was a perfect opportunity after 13 months of working behind the scenes, and the fact that we've been able to put all these pieces together to ask you to come on the show and basically let's celebrate. I mean, it's like, woohoo, we did it. you spent a lot of time, I know, working with the Blue Jacket Foundation, working with the Delta Dental Foundation, and of course, we had some conference calls to make this happen. And first of all, let me say thank you for all the work you put in.
No problem. When you have a passion for something, you like to see it come to head.
Yeah. Now tell me, or tell my listeners, for example, exactly what is Team Smile?
Team Smile is a nonprofit organization that started 8 years ago, and it was based on a dentist in Kansas City that was sitting in a Chicago airport February about this time, back it up 8 years, and on the news came a story about a child named Dimitri Driver that basically ended up passing away from an abscess tooth. And Dr. Bush, who is one of the co-founders, got angry, and he said, you know, right here in our communities in the United States, which is, you know, supposedly one of the richest communities out there, we have children that are, you know, dying from simple, where they could get a simple procedure like a filling or extraction and have that tooth taken care of. So he created Team Smile. It was just going to be an event that happened in Kansas City yearly. And one of the things that he noticed is being in practice, which, you know, I'm sure you can also vouch for, you know, people don't like going to the dentist.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. And especially children, in the sense that, you know, a lot of them know that they're in pain and they're nervous within itself, and then they have to go in to get some sort of procedure. So he decided to add the element of a sports team to it, because all kids love going to the stadiums and they love the spirit behind the sports. And he created an organization called Team Smile, which takes that spirit behind sports teams, local sports teams, and brings the children in, so they not only are they getting the dental care and the preventative care they need, but they also get to meet the players and the mascots, and the whole event happens within a stadium. So it started out to be a one-day event and has grown to right now we're doing 14 teams a year and expanding ever quickly.
Yeah, that's really neat. And I know that, you've gotten very, very busy. So 2005 is when it was founded. No, that can't be right, because Diamante Driver's death was in 2007.
2007, yeah.
Okay, so 2007. And anybody that wants to learn more about that, if you just Google a phrase that says 12-year-old Maryland boy dies of dental decay or something like that, it'll come up. Very sad story. There are videos that were carried on, say, ABC World, or World News, you know, NBC, ABC. I think all the major stations carry this story. And so Team Smile, then the team means a sports team, basically the heroes of kids that live in a particular community. If they think it's important that they have dental exams, cleanings, and fillings, then the children will too.
Correct.
And honestly, I bet you the parents are probably just as enthralled with this as the kids, because in some cases the kids don't really. I remember when my son was playing ice hockey I think he might have been about 8 years old, we had Bobby Hoying, who was a former OSU football quarterback, as the honorary coach of the game. And the dads were all, you know, gaga, and the kids were like, who is that guy? I think a lot of kids, you know, there are lots of kids that play ice hockey, a lot of people that now that they're back playing, which is really cool, and the Blue Jackets are showing some signs of doing better, and they're coming together as a team. So this will be really neat, because it's not just being held at the arena, but some of the players are going to stop by, right? And the cheerleaders, I think they call them here, they call them the Pepsi Girls, and also Stinger, the mascot. So they'll get to see and meet some of those folks, right?
That's correct. And the neat part of Team Smile is not only helping these children get access to the dental care that they so desperately need, but one of our big things that we pride ourselves is basically stopping that cycle of poor oral health care. And these kids not only are, you know, going into the stadium and getting their teeth cleaned and their cavities filled, but we spend a lot of time in our preventative care area where we talk to these kids and just educate them on the importance of brushing their teeth and showing them that, you know, it's a simple brushing twice a day, how it can, you know, get the cavities pushed away, just in the fact that, you know, just taking care of your teeth and how important it is. And the neat part of the whole situation is each kid walks away with a free toothbrush and toothpaste from Colgate, and it's completely donated by them, so that these kids have the tools to be successful at doing it. So it's not only taking care of their teeth and getting them all excited about it, but it's actually just, you know, teaching children.
Yeah, and in dentistry we have a phrase that dentistry is not expensive, but neglect is. And so for the kids whose parents are unable to take their child to a dentist and therefore are neglecting their oral health, not because they mean to, but because they feel like they have no other choice, those are the children that wind up with the expensive needs, the baby root canals, the chrome crowns, the extractions, the all of those things that cost more money than simple cleaning, exam, couple x-rays, and then fluoride treatments and putting sealants on teeth, right?
Right.
Now, can you, you know what, I think we're going to go to a break here soon, but a couple things I'm going to ask you so you can, you know, begin to formulate your answer is I'm going to ask you to explain a Team Smile event like from beginning to end, you know? I know what it is, you know what it is, I've been to the one out in Denver and so on, but this is relatively new. Team Smile is not well known in Ohio, I'm finding as I'm talking to folks, and so just kind of, you know, you're going to kind of give us the what happens in the morning and so on and so forth. And then also I want to kind of get a feel for, tell us when we come back from the break, what sports teams have you already worked with, you know, to date? All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Come on and smile, it's a fact. When you do yours, give one back. It's the little things that make this life worthwhile. Come on and smile.
All right, we're back, and it's Children's Dental Health Month, and we are speaking with Kelly Renew, who is the executive director of Team Smile, based out of Kansas City, North Kansas City, Missouri. And Kelly, before the break, I asked you to be prepared for a couple questions. One is, well, why don't you tell us first, what teams have you already worked with?
Well, our beginning started with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, Kansas City Chiefs.
That's where we actually started the whole program, and we have expanded to, we do the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
The Minnesota Twins.
Cool.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay. All cold weather climate so far.
Yeah. Kansas City. We also do the Kansas City Royals.
Oh.
And then we are where we've been out in Fresno, California. We do the Fresno Bulldogs. Their only collegiate team.
Oh.
And they start. We do professional sports teams, but we actually do. Ended up doing one collegiate team, and the fact that they started on board our second year.
Oh, wow.
Very passionate. They didn't have a local team. They came up with the financing to make it happen, so we go out there every single year. We do the Las Vegas Justin Timberlake Shriner, which is no longer the Timberlake Shriner. It's just the PGA tournament now.
Okay.
We did the East-West game down in Florida, so it kind of bounces between the West Coast and the East Coast.
Oh, I see. 1 year you'll do the West Coast, and you'll go to Florida the next time in California?
Right.
Okay.
No, in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So they bounce between Orlando and Tampa.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it.
We do the New Orleans Saints. This year we're working on bringing the Cincinnati Reds, the Minnesota Vikings, and possibly the Seattle Mariners on board.
Don't forget the Denver Nuggets.
The Denver Nuggets, yes. Last year, actually, that program actually expanded, and it all the sports teams in Denver ended up coming behind the team and supporting it. So last year, we actually had the Denver Nuggets, the Denver Broncos, the Mammoths, the
Avalanche,
and then the Rockies all were part of this team last year.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, because Maha Stadium, you could see from the Pepsi Center, from the room that we were in, you could just look out the window, and there it was. So it kind of made sense to bring the Broncos into the fold.
Yeah, that was a neat event. The kids got to meet a player from almost every single team, so it was quite special in that regard.
Wow, wow. So Cincinnati Reds, so you might be coming back to Ohio soon.
We might, yeah. Wow. They're one of our ones that got a sponsorship from 3M this year, so they're kind of working to see if we can make it happen within our schedule.
Okay. And so let's talk about the funding for this one, because we were fortunate to obtain funding through the Delta Dental Foundation, right?
That's correct. The Blue Jackets approached them on a grant application and sat down and talked to them about the program and the need here locally to help the children get access to dental care. And Delta Dental Foundation stepped up and said this is something that they still deal with dear to their heart, and they are supporting us as we bring this program to your area.
Yeah, that was really, really neat, because the grants that they had decided they were going to offer really would not have been enough to cover an event like this, and yet they decided to make it happen anyway. So that was actually extra special, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, okay, so a Team Smile event, I know that you come in 2 days before. So let's say this one does take place on May 3rd. You come in 2 days before, and so you'll come in on Wednesday, but then this truck arrives with $250,000 worth of dental equipment on Thursday morning, the day before May 2nd, right?
That's correct.
And then, so just tell me, okay, so then you guys spend all day. How many dental chairs? It's 14?
What we do is we set up four different areas. We have our triage area. And we have, and then each child will, as they come into the program, they'll actually register at our front desk. We use Dentrix Dexis, so all the children get registered through the computer and their triage, where we check their teeth and see what need is that we can do for them. From that point, they move over to our x-ray area. We have four x-ray machines, Nomads, that are the handheld machines, so it's a neat little thing that right there within the stadium, we can x-ray these children's teeth to get the area of decay that is inside the children's mouth. The dentist would be able to better see what needs to get done. If a child doesn't have decay, they go right into our preventative care area, which I'll come back to.
Okay.
If they do have decay, we have 12 dental chairs that we set up that are very similar to an office situation where the doctor has access to hand pieces to do the drilling and water and air, as well as they have a little dental station that has a computer on there, so they're able to pull up the x-ray of the child's teeth and see what needs to be done.
Right. Now, what time do the kids usually arrive? And they're usually bused in, right, by the schools or something?
This year what we're going to do is we are going to be utilizing some schools in the area, and we'll have a morning group and an afternoon group. And the children will come at around 9. When they come in, they'll either get dental care or they'll go into our preventative care area where we have hygienists and we tap into some of our dental schools. And so not only will they get their teeth cleaned and varnish applied, but they'll also sit down with these students and, you know, the students will talk to them about brushing their teeth. They'll show them how to brush their teeth, and they'll kind of really talk to them about what happens when decay sits on your teeth and, if you don't take care of your teeth. And one of the big other things that we taught to these kids is just some of the snacks they choose. You know, choose healthier snacks and snacks that will actually benefit their teeth and snacks that will actually, you know, play havoc on the teeth.
Yeah, you know, so, when I go out and talk to kids, I always talk about snacks, and I have this handout that I give them, and it has a list of different snacks, and it'll be like potato chips and raisins, and then it'll have candy or Oreo cookies, and I ask them to tell me which ones on the on that list are healthy and which ones are not healthy for your teeth. And one of the trick questions, honestly, is raisins. Raisins are not on a list of healthy for teeth because they're so sticky and they get stuck in all the little nooks and crannies of your teeth. So healthy food doesn't always mean healthy for your teeth.
Right. I mean, it's just like the gummies that, you know, they promote themselves that they have the vitamins and the, you know, the vitamin C in them. And, you know, a lot of, I didn't know this until I actually got into the world of dentistry that, you know, you chew on those gummies and after they stay on your teeth for more than 2 to 3 hours after you're eating them, which just adds all that sugar into your enamel.
Yeah, it just sits there and eats away at the teeth. Just I was actually talking to my wife the other day about these vitamins that all of a sudden they're making gummies, and it's like they have them for men now, you know, men over 50. And I'm thinking, can't these guys just like swallow a pill? Do they have to go back to when they were a kid and do gummies? But I guess there are people that can't swallow pills, so that's why they came up with it. Or it's more like candy or something, I guess. Now, how many events have you held so far, and how many do you plan on holding in 2013?
Well, usually last year we did 9 events. This year we're hoping to add 4 to 5. We grow slowly. We are a nonprofit organization, a grassroots organization, so we grow according to our funding. It is a situation where it's getting the world educated on the need for dental care, and it's a new quest out there for a lot of organizations to, you know, make people understand the importance. And slowly upon slowly, we grow. This year, like I said, we have a possibility to do 3 to 4 more programs, and just due to the fact that there is a one-person show with me and a board of national directors that it, you know, grows according to our schedules as well as what we're able to take on financially.
Right. And the logistics of driving that equipment from one city to the next, because if we have ours on May 3rd, I think the next one, let's see, the next one would be, it's something like the 13th and the Milwaukee Brewers? When is the one right after ours?
Yeah, well, the Milwaukee Brewers were supposed to be on the 13th, but they've since moved it into the summer.
Oh, okay.
So there are some days that we move from Chicago Bears back down to Kansas City, back up to Minnesota Twins. So a lot of it is logistics, that when you're in the Midwest, you can do, you know, 2 or 3 programs in a month. But when you're heading out to the West Coast and you're doing the Fresno Bulldogs and the Mariners and the Las Vegas Shriners, you know, that takes on a whole month of just doing, you know, the teams that are, you know, farther away.
Okay. Does it cost more money for those folks because you have to travel further, or is it pretty much a set fee, approximately $10,000 to hold an event, and the cost of travel is covered by one of the sponsors? I think Henry Schein Cares.
Yeah, transportation costs is actually covered by Henry Schein, and they are more money because the transportation cost is an additional expense. So we have a Henry Schein says that's okay up to a certain point, and after that, then it has to be covered within the program.
Okay.
So the cost of the program does increase in that regard.
Okay. So we are, you know, I'm very, very excited that we're going to be able to bring you guys to Columbus. And we only have about, 3 months to pull this off? This is February. So we have, March, April, and, well, just really less than 3 months. Yeah, less than 3 months to bring it all together. So one of the reasons to have you on and to talk about this is to talk about the number of volunteers that it takes, you know, how many dentists, how many hygienists, lay volunteers, that sort of thing. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, because I'm hoping that we can get enough folks interested today to actually go to the website and register to be volunteers, and we'll have you talk about that in just a moment. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. By the way, our shows are all archived, all of the shows we've ever done. You can access them by going to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes and even sunny95.com. But anyway, the reason I said that is because my New Year's resolution for January of 2012 was to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus, because I had just been out to Denver to cover the event that Kellyanne Team Smile did with the Nuggets. And I almost grabbed some audio from that and played it today, but I just figured I would just tell you. But if you're interested, you can go back and listen to that show, the January show from 2012, and you'll hear that. So took me a long time to bring the New Year's resolution to fruition. It took more than a year, but it looks like we're gonna make it. Now, remember that what we're talking about is that the first Columbus, Ohio Team Smile event is scheduled at least to take place on May 3rd at Nationwide Arena in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And later on, a little bit from now, we'll do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And remember, the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Don't call yet, but when I do give you the okay to call, the number is 459-9769. But let's go back to Kelly. So Kelly, tell me, how many volunteers do we need? How many dentists do we need for one?
What we need for this event is kind of broken down to a formula. We like to see about 18 dentists.
Okay.
We have 12 dental chairs that we utilize them on. But we also utilize the dentists in our x-ray area as well as in our triage area, making the treatment creating the treatment for the children.
Okay.
We need 22 dental assistants, and their job is to assist. They can, if they're, the dentist wants to bring his assistant, we'd love to have an access since they already know about the, you know, what the dentist is and his personality and his, you know, how to help them out. So we use the dental assistants not only on the triage chairs, but also in the x-ray area as well as in the triage.
Okay.
We're looking, what our perfect number is, we'd like to get at least 14 hygienists. And
okay.
The hygienists, we have four hygiene chairs that we added about 2 years ago, and the hygiene chairs are where we give our children the deep cleaning for their teeth, and we like to utilize our hygienists in there as well as in a lot of times when the kids have the procedures, we can't do the deep cleaning because it's kind of like an opposite effect. You know, we do the treatment first, and then we send them to preventative care, and a lot of these children are still numb, so we don't want to do the cleanings, the deep cleaning. So what we do is we do appropriate cleanings with toothbrushes, and we'll apply a varnish to the child's teeth, and we utilize about six, we have six chairs in order to do that. But
okay.
We also just need an everyday person that wants to volunteer at a program that gives back to the community. We run, you know, 20 to 25 volunteers, and what they'll assist us is just escorting the kids from one area to another, as well as just helping us with the check-in and check-out desk.
Okay, and then how many dental students are there? Is there a specific number of dental students you would like, and are they first year, second year, third, or fourth? What do you prefer?
We don't really have a preference. If we get first or second year students, we utilize them more in our preventative care area. If we get the third and fourth year dental students that would like to be a part of this event, we have them assisting the doctors in the in our treatment area where they'll help the doctors with their cases and work with them on that. So, I mean, usually most programs we run about 20 to 25 dental students.
25 dental students, okay.
Well, dental hygienists and dental assistant students, I should say.
Oh, combined?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so about 18 dentists, 14 hygienists, 20 to 25 lay people, and 20 to 25 combination of dental assistants and dental students.
Right, and 22 dental assistants.
22 dental assistants in addition to the dental students. Okay,
uh-huh.
Got it. All right, now, as you maybe heard, every week I do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day. And in a minute I'm going to do that, but before we do, we always have people listen to this little legal disclaimer. So let's go ahead and listen to that.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, true or false, the first ever Team Smile event in Columbus will take place on May 3rd at Nationwide Arena in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets. The phone number to call, 459-9769. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Go ahead and call now. All right, and while we're waiting for the phones to ring and my producer is speaking to the callers, Kelly and I are going to continue this. So, Kelly, you have set up, if people go to teamsmile.org and they click on volunteer and then they click on volunteer now, it takes them to their opportunity to volunteer for this event, right?
That's correct. If you put www.teamsmile.org, it kind of pulls you up into, not only does it write it there, it says Team Smile categories, but a lot of times it breaks out into our different one of our headers. And one of our headers is volunteer. It's right there on our front page as well.
Okay.
You go into a tab once you get to our volunteer area where it says volunteer now, and it'll take you to a site that we utilize for registration, and you register online. We ask everyone to register. A lot of the information that we talk to you guys about, where to park your cars, what time to be there, what, you know, what happens during lunch, everything, et cetera, et cetera. What we do is we ask everyone to put in their email address, and we'll send them out. We send them out information pages starting probably about two weeks prior to the event. And then the best part is, if once you register, if we hope that this turns into a repeat program every year, then you'll be sent out an email in our email blast, you know, when we get the next date for 2014, you know, you'll get an email blast telling you about that date.
Oh, okay. And one of the things it asks for is your T-shirt size, and it asks for if you are a dentist or a dental assistant or a hygienist, it asks for your scrub size, right?
No, the scrubs are just for the dentist.
Just for the dentist, okay.
Yeah, so what we do is we give our dentist a pair of team scrubs, and then all the other volunteers will get a really neat T-shirt. We pride ourselves in coming up with a neat design that hopefully our volunteers will like to wear over and over again. So it's approved by my 14-year-old teenage daughter. So if she'll wear it, then I feel it's a great fit for everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had many, many designs. Don't laugh. That she's like, really? You expect me to wear that?
Okay.
And so I try to come up with a really neat T-shirt design. So every year, after you volunteer the first year and you want to continue, like a lot of our chief volunteers have been with us for 6 years, and they have all the T-shirts, which, you know, every single year is a different design.
Neat. Okay, now, Kelly, hang on, because we do have our folks that have called in to win Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. So let's start with Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for listening. The question was, true or false, May 3rd, hopefully, will be Columbus's first Team Smile event held at Nationwide Arena in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Is that true or false?
That's true.
You are correct. That is very true. So, hey, stay on the line, and we will get your information, because you're going to get free flowers from Weistember Florist, okay? They'll be delivered on Tuesday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and Paul, try again next week, and same thing with you, Judy. We really appreciate you listening. And tune in every Sunday, and you'll have a chance to win flowers. Now, so we talked about how people can sign up. What I would like to do is almost take a minute and just like stop the show. Everybody go to your computer and sign up, because part of the reason for this, we need a lot of volunteers, as you can tell, and we don't have a lot of time. So if not this very moment, maybe after the show is over, if you could go to your computer, go to www.
One of the neat part of it is it could be a family affair. We ask that we, you know, volunteers are at least 16 years of age.
Okay.
When we do our program here locally, it's not only, you know, I obviously have to be there, but both of my teenage daughters come, and they usually bring a friend, and they help us out at our T-shirt area. My husband comes, and he helps us with setup. So, you know, it's one of those good feel-good days that, you know, if you want to sign up as an office and bring, you know, all your, you know, staff, or if you want to sign up personally and, you know, bring your you know, teenage children as well as your husband and want to have a day where you give back to your community, you know, we love having that sort of situation.
Yeah, that actually is neat. We, as a family, delivered meals to needy folks on Thanksgiving, me and my son and my daughter and my wife. And it's fun when you do it together, exactly. And if you think about it, if you do it that way, then you only need like a few groups of, well, a group of five. You don't need as many groups if they're five at a time, right? You can fill out these.
And it's great. And it's, you know, sharing in a common goal of, you know, just helping our children get the access to the dental care. So, you know, I get many emails afterwards, you know, saying, you know, I wasn't expecting, you know, what I saw, and the kids, you know, are coming in and, you know, knowing it's the neat part of the program is, you know, kids that are in pain from an abscess tooth or a filling, in one day we can take away that pain and they can return to school feeling better, you know, health-wise. And that's what's really neat about the program is, you know, a lot of the kids have been in pain for 2 to 3 months and just not have access to the dental care. And when they walk away that day, they're out of the pain that they've been, you know, in for the last couple months. So it's
yeah.
a neat feeling.
Actually, they're out of pain the minute they get the numb. They get numb.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do a Dentist from the Heart event, and my wife and my son and my daughter, everybody comes out and helps. And it really is something that you can share, and it makes you feel good that you've done something great for others. And, you know, I'm trying to live my life in a way that I want the largest number of people to miss me when I'm gone as possible. I don't know, that sounds selfish in a way, but just want to do as many nice things as I can while I'm here on this earth and be missed. So this would be a good way to do it. It looks like it looks like we probably need to go to another break. When we come back, though, I want to ask you how the children are chosen to receive care. I think you've already talked about what kind of care they receive. What about follow-up care? And some other questions that we'll get to. So stay with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are talking with Kelly Renew, the Executive Director of Team Smile. And you can learn about Team Smile by going to www.teamsmile.org. Team Smile works with sports teams all around the country to bring free dental care to children who are in need. And they make it fun. And so, Kelly, tell me, you know, how will the Blue Jackets participate? Because that's the fun part. What are the Blue, besides providing the arena? Well, how will the Blue Jackets participate in this event?
What the Blue Jackets do is, with the group of children, they'll send in some ambassador players that have come in and talk to the kids and take some pictures with them, as well as their cheerleaders and their mascots. So it's just neat because the kids feel important. They feel important enough that, you know, we have players and the cheerleaders and the mascot coming through and, you know, being a part of the event. So it just kind of, you know, once again, makes the message of taking care of your teeth seem important. You know, one of those guys come through and, you know, and think highly of the event, and it makes the kids feel good about themselves.
You know, I got to say that the Blue Jackets have been very good to dentistry here in Columbus. They have made a donation to what is called Kids Smile Pediatric Dental Clinic, which is due to have its grand opening, I think, on April 2nd, made a sizable donation to that. And it's a clinic that will allow, based on a family's income, something about, I think it's 3 times the poverty level or something. I'm not really sure the exact numbers, but children will be able to go there and for $10 receive dental appointments. And they're going to be having their big kickoff. And that I don't think that would have happened without the Blue Jackets Foundation. So people need to know that the Blue Jackets do a lot of neat things for this community. And we need to go out and support them by buying tickets and going to the games. So, you know, it's a two-way street. And I think they have a game tonight, if I'm not mistaken. I have to check. And we want to thank the Blue Jackets for getting involved. It was interesting because when I first met with Jen, and I think I met with her first, and then we had that conference call. Her first thought was, I don't think we have the funds, but we really think this is a cool idea. And then, you know, as we said, we were able to, she was able to bring the Dental Delta Dental Foundation into the fold and make it happen. So I want to thank both of those, both the Blue Jackets and the Delta Dental Foundation. All right. Now, what about, how are the children chosen to receive care?
Well, what we usually do is the company that helps us sponsor Delta Dental Foundation, they have already, not only do they support, you know, getting children access to dental care, but they have a lot of programs that happen inside our school districts there locally. They do a backpack program and a couple other different programs. So we work with them to identify a school, and we sit down with the school and break the kids up into a morning group and an afternoon group, and we transport them from the school into the stadium. So right now we're working on our children's selection, so there hasn't been one chosen as of right now. But it's something that, like I said, it's a neat thing when you pull them from the school because the kids get a full day of educational experience from it.
Now, in the event that there are not enough children at that school and there are openings for others, how would a group, let's say there's a church that knows of about, I don't know, 30 kids that could use the help. Is there an opportunity for an organization like that? Or in Clintonville, for example, we have what's called the Clintonville Resources Center.
What we'll have to do is once the kids are chosen and we work through the school system, if we do have spaces available, obviously we can see up to 300 kids. We see 50 kids an hour, but we want to make sure that we fill as many of those spots as available. So if there is another local organization that is thinking of wanting to be a part of this, they can email me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, at teensmile.org. Once again, that's Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, at teensmile.org. And I can put them on the wait list. And if there's a possibility to get a couple children from other organizations, then I will do my best.
Okay. That's good to know. Kind of like being on deck, just in case. May as well. So if you administer one of those programs or you know of some children, we can't promise that they will be on the list to be seen, but certainly contacting Kelly will get you on what amounts to a waiting list. And you never know, because sometimes kids get sick, they can't come, or there weren't enough who brought in slips that the parents had to sign, and so there may be some openings. And rather than having all this capacity go unused, we'd rather have children that are there and ready and able to be seen, right?
That's correct. We like to get as many kids in as possible.
Yeah. Now, we talked about setting up and you coming in Wednesday night and then the truck arrives Thursday. Tell me who helps. I know, but tell my listeners who helps set up all this equipment.
Well, the neat part about Team Smile has come to an art form where it's kind of I told Dr. Kavitko the first time he came to Denver, but until you see it, you don't believe it. But we we have $500,000 worth of equipment that we put into these blue crates, and they pretty much look like the same crates. If you go to a rock concert, you'll see them, a black cape with the silver things. I don't even know how to say it.
The edges are all protected
Silver. Yeah, and we roll everything in the day prior. It takes us about 3 to 4 hours to set up. We're very fortunate. We get Henry Schein, our local dental branch there, that provides us great, wonderful people that will help over come in and set everything up. It takes about 3 to 4 hours.
And Henry Schein is one of the two major companies that sells dental products and dental chairs to dentists. And so because of the Henry Schein Cares, their charitable foundation is involved in funding the transportation of this equipment. They also tap into the local Henry Schein office. And the branch manager is charged with getting, basically, I guess it's sales reps and maybe some of their equipment guys, their repair guys, to show up at the arena and set all this equipment up and make sure everything's ready and working so that come Friday morning, it's all set to go without a glitch.
That's right.
And I'm trying to work out my schedule to see if I can come and help out with a setup again like I did in Denver. But I'll definitely be there on the Friday of the event, and I'm pretty sure that just about everybody in my office is signing up as well. So it's gonna be fun. Let's see now. I think we have to go to another break. So stay with us. You can stay with us, right, Kelly?
Yes,
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Strangers just a friend you don't know. Maybe you can lose as long as you use that smile. Maybe you can lose as long as you use that smile.
And we're back. We are talking to Kelly Renew of Team Smile. Team Smile is a nonprofit organization that goes around the country and works with sports teams, bringing free dental events to children in need in the various cities. So, Kelly, I want to thank you again for getting up so early and being on my show. Hey, one of the things that you mentioned that we need is entertainment for the kids while they're waiting their turn, and that if we can't find anything else, we can always show them a movie. But what did you have in mind? Like somebody that does balloon animals, or what kind of entertainment should I be looking for?
What we like to do is the children that, you know, we kind of say on deck, the kids that are going waiting to be seen, is, you know, we would like to find things that entertainers that want to come in and donate their services to help the kids keep their mind off of the situation that they're coming into. As like I said, most of these children have, a lot of these children probably have never seen the dentist, or it's been quite some time since they've seen the dentist. So they're a little bit nervous and they're a little bit scared. So what we like to do is get some, you know, like you said, it could be a magician. It could be somebody that, you know, makes those balloon animals. It could be a local DJ that likes to play, you know, kids' music, as well as even a local, you know, if there is a band out there that plays children's music, that, you know, we love having them, inviting them to the event to give up their time and place, you know, do entertain the children as they're waiting to go into the treatment area.
Okay, because if I remember from Jen's thought process, we're going to have it just right in the arena. It's not going to be in a side room. It's not going to be in a conference room. It's going to be right out there in the arena, right outside the entrances, I believe, to the actual seating somewhere kind of like in the, I guess, the food vendor area. Do you have that figured out yet?
I think we're still working that out. I haven't quite got the drawing, so that's one of the things that we're still working through we're going to have the event.
So if you're a juggler or you're a magician or you make balloon animals or you have a band and you would like to donate your services, you can either contact me. You can send an email to drkavitko@aol.com or call my office at 614-262-9588. Or you can contact Kelly by going to, you said earlier your email address was Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, at teamsmile.org.
Yes, we are a nonprofit organization, so giving up your services is a donation to our organization, so we appreciate it. And it's, you know, like I said, it's a great day of giving back to your community, and nothing makes you feel better is when the kids, I mean, a lot of times we get a local DJ here locally. His name is DJ Kirby, and it's funny, you have kids that just have went through an extraction, and they have gauze in their mouth, but they're excited because of the entertainment is, you know, getting them all pumped up, and they're enjoying themselves. So, you know, that's what our goal is for this entertainment, is to make the kids get rid of their nerves prior to the event, and after the event, just to give them something to focus on besides what, you know, the procedure that they just went through.
Right. Now, I have to tell you, I've taken a little bit of ribbing by bringing the event together with the Blue Jackets because, of course, hockey players are known for missing teeth. And, of course, I've spent most of my life trying to get kids and young adults and even adults to wear mouth guards. And I think that we're seeing a little bit more of that in hockey. But these guys, even if they have had dental injuries, have had them taken care of and usually are now taking care of their own teeth. So we didn't tie in with the Blue Jackets because of the fact that they have dental needs. We just did it because they're a great organization, and they have a great following, and it was my first choice. I think I told you there were a couple other teams I could have partnered with, but I started with the Blue Jackets, and luckily we were able to make that happen. And again, just to make Jen more comfortable, the May 3rd date is not 100% certain yet because of the transfer of the stadium ownership. Personally, I think we're probably fine, and of course, if the date changes, we'll get the word out as soon as we can. But
And the neat part is, if you sign up online at our website, if the date change is an email blast will go out to you that basically talks to you about the date change.
Okay, cool.
You know, so if nothing else, if you can do the May 3rd date and we ended up changing the date, you'll get an email blast that talks about the new date, and you'll have that opportunity, you know, to email me back and say, you know, unfortunately, I can't attend the new date, but, you know, like I said, as long as you sign up, you'll be getting the email blast.
Okay, so we don't want people to hold off and wait. We want them to go ahead and sign up. Sign up now. Assume it's going to be May 3rd, and it's an all-day event. And when you ask people to sign up, it's for the whole day, correct?
Yes. We ask our volunteers to get there around 8 o'clock. We take everyone goes through a educational part where we walk you through your area that you'll be volunteering in, and we give you the instructions on what you'll be doing and what to be expected. The kids arrive around 9, so you'll be there from 9 to 3. We do serve lunch in between, so we will get you some food. There's water available. We don't promote sodas, so if you're coming to the event and you need your caffeine, we ask that you get it prior because we try to do the healthy snacks, so you won't be finding soda at the event. You'll find water. And then at 3 o'clock, if you'd like to stay afterwards and help us clean up, we appreciate it. It's not necessary, but the event does end at 3.
Okay, so it's relatively early end, so you can go home and rest. That sounds cool. Now, hey, before the show ends, I just want to remind folks that there are still people affected by Hurricane Sandy, and these are the same people that just had 3 feet of snow dumped on them. And if you want to help out, you can text the word donate to 90999, and that would make a $25 donation. Or if you text the word Red Cross to 90999, that would make a $10 donation. So please remember them. They still need our help. And also, my dentist from the Heart event, June 14th, call the office 262-9588 to get our schedule. Let me just quickly say that our next meeting is January 26th. February 26th at 5 o'clock at my office, 4308 North High. All right. So Thanks, Kelly, for being on the show. I hope we have a wonderful event, a wonderfully successful event. And you take care. And everybody listening, please tune in next Sunday, where we're going to have a pedodontist from Ohio State University, Dr. Bobby Thakurasi, talking more about Children's Dental Health Month. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll see you next week.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.